We thank the Lord that we could be together for these days.
我们感谢主，今天我们又能够来到主的面前。
The Lord surely is speaking in these last days to all of us.
在这末后的日子，主实在是对我们说话。
He has a purpose, an unchangeable purpose.
他有一个旨意，一个不更改的旨意。
And we can take great encouragement that this purpose will be fulfilled through Jesus Christ.
那么在耶稣基督里，这不改变的旨意一定会成就，我们就可以因此大得勉励。
This morning we want to read another long passage beginning in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
今天我们要再念一段比较长的经文，是从希伯来书第三章的第一节开始。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him as Moses also was in all his house.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
He has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, because the builder of the house has more honor than the house.
他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子，治理神的家，我们若加可夸的盼望和胆量，坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, Today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me.As in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was angry with this generation and said, They always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒试探他的时候一样，在那里，你们的祖宗试我、探我，并且观看我的作为有40年之久，所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart.That falls away from the living God. But encourage one another. And that word is actually exhort. Exhort one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝。免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end, while it is said, Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
For who provoked him when they had heard? Indeed, did not all those who came out of Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they should not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief.
那时听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？神40年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不信从的人吗？这样看来，他们不能进入安息是因为不信的缘故了。
Therefore, let us fear, lest while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed we had good news preached to us, just as they also in the wilderness. But the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。但我们
Then we will go down to verse 8, just for the sake of time.
那我们直接跳到第八节。
For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day after that. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
若是约书亚已经叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子了。这样看来，必另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留。
For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样，所以我们务必竭力进入安息，进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主面前都是赤露敞开的。
And then a few verses from Hebrews chapter 12.
然后我们再读一下希伯来书第十二章的几节经文。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us,Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved of him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines and scourges every son whom he receives.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有到抵挡到流血的地步。 你们又忘了劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，凡鞭打凡又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Should we bow just for a little prayer?
我们再低头做点祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the portion of the Holy Spirit that you have given us for this hour.
在天上的父，我们感谢你在这段时间所量给我们圣灵的工作。
Could we see Jesus once again?
我们是不是可以在这里再一次的得见耶稣？
May we see the glorious Jesus.
让我们能够看见那基督的荣耀。
And understand our heavenly calling.
并且能够明白我们从天而来的呼召。
Oh Lord, we know you will help us along this pilgrim way.
主啊，我们知道你会帮助我们走这条天路。
Strengthen us in the spirit to serve you.
那在我们的灵里使我们刚强起来，得以来服侍你。
We pray that you'll open our hearts that we might hear the word of God today as you speak today.
我们恳求你开我们的心，使我们今日得以听见今日你向我们所说的话。
We worship you this day by listening to your voice.
今天我们听你的话语，以此来敬拜。
We pray in the name of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们是靠着我们主和救主耶稣基督宝贝的名祷告。
Amen. Back there in chapter 3.The writer exhorts these disciples to consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our heavenly calling.
在第三章，这里我们的希伯来书的作者勉励这些信徒们，要来思想为使者、为大祭司的耶稣。
Indeed, we have a heavenly calling.
那的的确确，我们是同蒙天召的。
And this heavenly calling is to be worked out and perfected here on earth.
那这天上的呼召是要我们在地上得以成全。
Like the Jewish Christians, we tend to be earthbound Christians.
那好像这些犹太的基督徒一样，很多时候我们好像被捆绑在地球上的基督徒。
But in this time of trouble, through strong exhortations, the writer is calling us to be aware of our heavenly calling.
但在这一个危险的时刻，地要大震动的时刻，这个作者提醒我们，要我们纪念那天上来的呼召。
We have discussed that this letter to the Hebrews is a strong exhortation for mature Christians.
我们已经讲过了，这希伯来书所给的勉励是一个强烈的、有力的勉励，是专门给那些成熟的基督徒的。
And we have already looked at three principles of going on to maturity.
那我们也看到了要竭力进入这成熟的境界的三个原则。
You remember in chapter 6 that the writer says, now let's press on to maturity.
那我们记得在第六章里面，这作者叫我们能够竭力的进入长大成人。
And in our brief times together, we've shared three principles unto maturity.
那我们曾经在这里分享过，要进入成熟的三个原则。
The first is faith.In the living Word of God.
第一个原则是对神一个活泼的道有信心。
The Word of God is true.
神的道是真实的。
It is absolute.
它是绝对的。
And when we lay hold of that Word of God, it gives us the grace to press on to maturity.
当我们持住这道的时候，我们就领受了恩典，使我们得以成熟。
This strong word is talking to us of who Jesus is and of his perfect sacrifice for us.
那么这里所讲到的是告诉我们论到耶稣是怎样的一位人，他为我们成了大祭司献上了完全的祭。
But secondly, we saw that it takes more than just faith in the word of God to bring us to maturity.
那第二点我们所看到的是不仅仅是一个能够对神的活道有信心就带我们进入了
It is also necessary for us to draw near to God through our great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们也必须要能够亲近我们的大祭司主耶稣基督。
And so yesterday we saw Jesus, the man, as our understanding high priest.
所以昨天我们看到了耶稣这位人，他是一位了解我们的大祭司。
He gives us the grace by walking with us into the outer court, into the holy place,Into the Holy of Holies. Christ.
那他借着与我们一同带领我们进入外院，进入圣所，进入至圣所，借着这个给我们足够的恩典得以成熟。
And if we would press on to maturity, we must be those who draw near to our Lord every day, taking grace and mercy before His throne.
若是我们要成为一个能够竭力进入这个成熟境界的人，那我们每天都要能够与我们的主来到他施恩的宝座面前呢，前来与他交通。
And then the third principle we see is that as we go on to maturity, there must arise in us a discerning between that which is good and that which is the best.
那么第三个原则是我们要能够进入成熟的话，我们就要有一个分辨的心，知道什么是好的，什么是至好的。
We receive in our life many good things.
在我们生命里面，我们领受了很多美好的事。
But they must never distract us from pursuing the best.
但这些事不能够使我们的眼目离开，让我们不去追求那至好的。
If we become satisfied with that which is just good, it becomes an enemy of attaining to the best.
而若是我们为了那些美好的事，就叫我们的心满意足了。那反而会使我们不再追求那至好的。
We have seen these three principles.
那我们已经看见了这三个原则。
The Lord is calling us, draw near unto me, draw near unto me.
所以主在呼召我们，叫我们亲近他，亲近他。
But we know this is not made easy.
但我们知道这不是一件容易的事。
There is an enemy who would try to keep us from drawing near.
因为有一位仇敌是要叫我们一直不能够亲近主。
But there are even enemies within ourselves that prevent us from always being before the Lord.
甚至在我们的心里也有各样的仇敌使我们不能够亲近神。
When we read the New Testament, we see that there is this struggle between law and grace in the Christian life.
那我们读新约的时候，我们就注意到在基督徒的生活里面有律法跟恩典的征战。
Many Christians still live under the law.
那许多的基督徒还是活在律法之下。
They've not yet understood what it means to be crucified with Christ according to the law.
他们还不明白什么叫做按着律法与基督同钉十字架。
Every time we approach the law, it always shows us what we are, sinners, sinners.
那每次我们到律法面前的时候，我们就看到我们是怎么样子的人，我们是个罪人。
But we must look to grace, which tell us what He is.Our forgiveness, our reconciler, our peace with God.
但是我们每次来到恩典面前的时候，我们看到了他是谁，他是我们的救赎，他是我们的和好。
Do we look to law or grace?
那我们是看律法呢，还是看恩典？
And even our consciences within can prevent us from entering in before the Lord.
那甚至我们里面的良心有时候都阻拦我们不能进到神面前。
Our conscience always has us look at ourselves.
因为我们的良心一直叫我们看着自己。
Oh, you're miserable.
啊，你这个可怜的人。
Oh, you're no good.
啊，你这什么的好处都没有。
And if we listen to that conscience,
那我们一直听这样子的良
心的话。It can keep us out of the blessed presence.
它反而叫我们不能够来到神恩典的面前。
And so the writer tells us to look to God's heart.
所以希伯来书的作者叫我们看见神的心。
And see that Jesus is all sufficient.
看到基督是全足的神。
And in this sense, we have to look away unto Jesus.
所以从这个角度来讲，我们必须眺望我们的主。
Now, I don't know what the Chinese translation says there in chapter 12 when it says looking, fixing your eyes on Jesus.
那我不晓得在中文的翻译里面第十二章所讲的叫做仰望我们的主耶稣基督或者持定。持守我们的主耶稣基督。
Our English translations have different translations, most of which say looking to Jesus.
那么在英文的翻译里面有些不同的翻译，那大部分的翻译都表达了一个观念，是要我们仰望。
But specifically the Greek word says,
但是特别用的那个希腊字它的意思是这样。
Looking away unto Jesus.
而是眺望耶稣的意思。
Now that's a looking to Jesus.
那的的确确是看着主耶稣。
But it implies that we have turned away from something that had been distracting us.
但是有一个意思，好像我们将我们的眼目挪开那些使我们不看耶稣的事情，然后眺望主。
So in chapter 12, the writer is saying to us.
所以在第十二章，作者告诉我们。
You have certain encumbrances and burdens in your life, and certain sins that beset you, and you're looking at them.
他讲到说在我们身上好像有各样的重担，有很多缠累我们的罪，然后呢我们的眼目一直看着这些事情。
But you must look away from those things and look only unto Jesus as your all sufficiency.
但你的眼目必须要从这件事挪开，光光的 仰望我们的主耶稣基督，因为他是能够供应我们各样需要的。
As maturing Christians, we must learn to look away from the things that distract us and only trust in Jesus.
那一个成熟的基督徒，他必须要能够将他的眼目挪开，使他分心不看主耶稣的事，而单单的仰望耶稣。
Now this morning we want to share on the matter of Jesus, the apostle unto glory.
今天我们要谈的是耶稣那为使者的耶稣得着荣耀的。
Now we notice there in chapter 3 and verse 1, the writer says, Consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession.
我们晓得希伯来书的第三章这里要讲到说我们应当思想那为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Now we have already looked at the high priest.
那我们已经看过了大祭司。
We just want to make a few comparisons between that high priest and the apostle.
那我们现在要把这个大祭司跟使者来做个比较。
Of course, Jesus is both.
那当然耶稣既是使者又是祭司。
But as the high priest, he is bidding us to draw near.
但他大祭司他是叫我们能够亲近他。
Because he's dealing with our spiritual maturity.
因为他讲到是我们属灵的成熟。
There is a sanctifying process in being drawn near.
有一个成圣的过程，要我们不断的能够亲近他。
And our personal maturity and victory is what the high priest is dealing with.
那所以我们个人在基督里面的成熟得胜，这是大祭司职分所要成就的。
He is the one that cleanses us. He is the one that intercedes for us, that our personal lives may become mature.
那他是那位洁净我们、长远为我们祷告的，使我们在我们个人的生活里面得以成熟。
But who is the apostle?
但为使者又是什么意思呢?
Now, whenever this word apostle is used, it means somebody who is called as a leader of a corporate people.
每次有提到这个字的时候，它代表说有一个人蒙召被分别出来，成为一群人的领袖。
Now, Moses is called an apostle here of the Old Testament.
所以摩西在这里是讲到他是旧约里面神的使者。
And we know New Testament apostles are also these men who are called to build the church, God's corporate purpose.
那么在新约里面我们知道这些使徒们他就是被蒙召成为神的身体教会里面的领袖。
And so we see here that Jesus not only is dealing with our personal lives unto maturity, but with the corporate assembly coming unto maturity.
所以我们得看，就在这里看见，耶稣不仅仅是要叫我们这一个人、个人能够得以成熟，乃是讲到成为一个信仰的团体，这个团体如何在基督里面得以成熟。
And just as it is necessary to draw near to the high priest, it's also necessary to look away unto Jesus, the apostle and finisher of our faith.
那所以就好像我们必须要仰望我们。的大祭司主耶稣基督是与他亲近，我们同样也必须仰望那位为使者的耶稣。
Now there's a only mention of this apostle here in chapter 3.
那这个字只在第三章里面出现。
But there is another word that's used in the book of Hebrews that also has this reference to this ministry of Jesus.
但在这希伯来书里面还有另外一个字，那不同的字，但也同样。讲到同样的主耶稣的服事。
In chapter 2 verse 10,
第二章的第十节
we see this word, author, leader, captain, it's translated in different ways.
那我们看到有一个字，那或者翻译成我们的作者我们的领袖我们的元帅。
Now here we see the Lord Jesus, an apostle to bring many sons unto glory.
那在这里我们看到那为使者的耶稣要带领许多的儿子进入荣耀里。
And that helps us understand verse 10.
这样子我们就比较明白第十节。
For it was fitting for him for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory to perfect, and I'm going to use the word the apostle, of their salvation through sufferings.
所以原来呢为万物所属为万物所本的要领许多的儿子进荣耀里 是救他们的元帅，或者我可以这样子讲，是救他们的使者，因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Now this is a Greek word, is simply translated leader. I don't know, is that what it says?
It's close.
Okay.
我在希腊文里面，它本来的意思就是一个带领的人。
But it's interesting again in chapter 12, as we read this morning.
那同样的，在我们今天所读的第十二章，我们也看到一个同样的观念。
In verse 2,
第二节，
it says, looking away unto Jesus, and here's the same word again, the leader, the apostle, and perfecter of faith.Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
第二节这里讲到仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在我们前面的喜乐，就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。那个创始成终的耶稣就是带领的那个使者，那个元帅。
And here again is the idea of the apostle leading us unto glory.
那这里又我们又可以看见，好像那为使者的耶稣带领我们进入荣耀。
He has run ahead of us.
他在我们的前面。
Through the cross.
经过了十字架。
And has now sat down at the right hand of the glory.
现在在荣耀里坐在父神的右边。
He has finished his course.
他已经成就了他所当行的事。
And now as an apostle, he's leading us.Into this finished course unto glory.
那既然为使者，他就带领我们走路进入荣耀的这条路。
So you see, the apostle is somebody who's commissioned to move God's people to an end.
所以你在这里看到，那为使者的，就是受神所召，要带领神的百姓进入神的旨意里面。
You see there in chapter 3 of Hebrews.That the writer compares Jesus to Moses, who was an apostle of the Old Testament.
我们看到在第三章的时候，希伯来书将主耶稣与摩西来比较。摩西就是旧约里面神的使者。
They were both faithful.
他们两个都是忠信的。
They both had a commission to accomplish.
他们同样都领受了神的使命。
As our brother Godwin has been sharing, if we would be faithful.
好像昨天我们孙弟兄跟我们分享的，我们要做一个忠心的人。
We must not only lay hold of Jesus, who he is, and be found in him, the high priest.
那我们不仅仅要持住我们的主耶稣基督，知道他是我们的大祭司。
But we have a purpose, a commission to accomplish.
那同时我们有个命令，我们有个使命，是我们要成就的。
Now what was Moses? A mission.
那摩西的使命是什么？
He actually was the closest that we have to an apostle and high priest.
其实这是除了主耶稣以外，这是我们能够看到既为使者又为大祭司最接近的一个人。
And he served in the house of God as the high priest.
他在治理神的家，如同大祭司。
Now his job was to bring that house of the Lord, the tabernacle, into the promised land.
那他的使命是要带领这个神的家。能够进入那应许之地。
And also as the apostle, he was responsible to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt and into the promised land.
所以他为神的使者，所以他要代表神将以色列人从埃及带出进入迦南地。
He was a faithful apostle.
他是一个忠心的使者。
And God raised him up as the leader.
神兴起他，使他成为一个带领的人。
But God also gave him many other things.
但神还托付了他许多别的事。
God gave them His presence over them as a cloud and a fire.
所以神在与他们同在，如同火柱。
God gave them the promise that they would come to a land of milk and honey.
神也给他们一个应许，告诉他们说他们会进入那牛奶与蜜之地。
God gave them miraculous provisions of the manna and the water.
神在旷野里面给他们奇妙的供应，给他们水，给他们玛拿。
God gave them victories when their enemies attacked.
当他们与仇敌征战的时候，神给他们得胜。
These are ideal conditions to enable the children to come into the promised land.
这些是所需要的事情，使他们得以进入应许之地。
But the fateful day came at Kadesh Barnea.
在加里斯巴尼亚很不幸的。
The spies came back.
那探子回来了。
Joshua and Caleb said, let's go take the land. It's just like God promised.
那约书亚跟加勒说让我们进去得这地如同神所应许的。
Today, if you hear our voice, God says, it's time to go in.
今日你们通听若听我的话，你们就当知道，现在就是得地的时候。
But the children were afraid.
但以色列的百姓害怕。
They would not believe God's promise.
他们不相信神的应许。
They would not believe God's apostle.
他们不相信神的使者。
They did not believe God's presence.
他们不相信神的同在。
And they said, we cannot go in.
他们说我们没办法进去。
So they had unbelief and disobedience.
所以他们既不信又悖逆。
And God said, then you will never enter my rest.
所以神就跟他们说，你们断不能进入我的安息。
38 years went by as this generation died in the wilderness.
所以38年过去了，这一世代的都在旷野里面死去。
No doubt Moses was a faithful apostle.
摩西的确是个在尽忠的使者。
But in the end, even his own flesh prevented him from going into the rest.
但到了末了，他自己的血气还让他自己不能够进入安息地。
And then the writer also compares briefly Joshua as another apostle in the Old Testament.
那这个希伯来书的作者又短短的提到了约书亚，好像旧约里面另外一位做领袖的、做使者的。
We saw that in chapter 4 and verse 8.
我们看到了在第四章的第八节。
For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of yet another day.
若是约书亚叫他们得了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子。
Now that's a simple verse, but there's a whole story behind Joshua.
这个经文好像很简单，但在背后有一个很长的故事。
Now God raised him up and commissioned him, bring the children into the rest.
那神兴起他，然后给他一个使命，带领我的子民进入安息。
And then God not only gave them his promise, gave them the miracle of the Jordan River.
那神不仅仅是给了他的应许，还带领他们骑以神机带领他们渡过了约旦河。
He sent the captain of the angel armies to go before them and give them victories over their enemies.
他赐给他们耶和华军队的元帅，在他们前头为他们征战，使他们得胜。
They came in and took the land of rest.
他们进入了迦南，得着了那安息地。
But he couldn't bring them into rest.
他们进去了，但他们没有真正的得到安息。
They came into rest, but there was no rest within.
他们进到了安息地，但他们里面不得安息。
Now the children came into the land of rest, but they were restless.
他们虽然进到了安息地，但他们的心是充满了激动。
Why were they restless?
那为什么他们心不得安息呢？
Why could they not enjoy their inheritance?
他们为什么不能够享受神给他们的产业呢？
You know why.
你知道为什么？
The book of Judges tells us why.
士师记告诉我们为什么。
Two problems.
两个问题。
They were yielded to no king.
I'm sorry.
They were yielded to no king. There was no king.
第一，他们国中没有王。
And everybody did what was right in his own eyes.
个人行心中所喜好的事。
And so they lived for 400 years in the land of rest in constant battle with their neighbors.
所以400年的时间，他们住在那个安息地，但是天天的跟他们的邻国征战。
But now the writer presents to us Jesus, the apostle of our confession.
现在这个作者给我们看到，那我们所承认的为使者的耶稣。
Now it's true that Moses failed and Joshua failed, even though they were faithful.
的确确，摩西失败了，约书亚失败了，虽然他们两个都在神家中心。
Will Jesus fail?
那么耶稣会不会失败呢？
Oh, no.
啊，不会啊。
He has come with an unchangeable purpose.God says, I will have my children in glory.
他来的时候是要成就那神不可改变的旨意，我要使我的儿子们得着荣耀。
Now, how is this apostle, Jesus, going to bring many sons to glory?
那么这个唯使者的耶稣，到底他要怎么样才能够带许多的儿子进入荣耀呢？
Now, many saints here in the United States think,We're not ready for glory.
那在美国这个有很多的圣徒啊，他们那边心里面想，哎呀，我这个还没有预备好，可以得荣耀。
But they hear about all those Christians over in China, and they say, oh, they're probably ready for glory.
他们看到了在中国的那些受苦的基督徒，他说，诶，这些人大概已经预备好可以得荣耀了。
You know, when you hear of Christians somewhere else, you can imagine that they are faithful, they are spiritual, they are heavenly. So the saints in China, oh, they're going to make it, but in the United States, I don't think so.
每次我们听到那些远处我们不认识的基督徒啊，我们总是觉得他们大概是又忠心又良善又属灵，所以那些在中国的那些基督徒啊，他们大概都已经预备好了可以得荣耀了，那在美国我们是没办法。
Of course you know, many saints in China say, if I could only go to the United States, then we can make it to glory.
但你也晓得在中国有很多基督徒他们这么想，我如果能够到美国的话，哎呀，那我就可以进入荣耀了。
But it seems like it's impossible.
这不可能的事情。
Now we know the first thing that has happened to us by the grace of God, we have been made the house of God.
那我们晓得我们蒙受了神的恩典以后所发生的第一件事就是我们成为神的家。
You notice there in chapter 3 verse 6,
我们看到第三章的第六节，
Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are. If we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，就是他的家了。
Jesus has built the Father's house.
耶稣建了父神的家。
Even as he promised in John chapter 14.
这是他自己在约翰福音第十四章所应许的。
He went to the cross and rose again to prepare the Father's house with many rooms for you and I.
他到父的那里是要为我们预备许多的居处。
And now we are the house of God.
那我们就是神的家。
But in an English, there's a difference between having the house of God and the home of God.
那在英文里面讲到神的住处，讲到神的家，它不完全一样。
You can have a house that's a building.
那你可以只有一个房子，好像一个建筑物。
But a home is a family.
但一个家是讲到一个家庭。
And God has made us the house of God, but now wants to make us the household of God.
那所以神不仅是建了一个房子，他现在要使我们成为神家里的人。
As you see in chapter 3 verse 14,
我们看到第三章的第十四节，
The household of God becomes partakers of Christ.
在神家里的人是在基督里面有份的。
For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm unto the end.
因为这里讲到我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Now many are satisfied just being his house.
那很多人只要做神的家他就满意了。
But there is an endurance that is necessary to become a full house.
但在这里有一个坚持，它是必须的，使我们能够成为全然的一个家。
In the end, the house of God in the book of Revelation is full and glorious with the presence of the Lamb.
那在启示录里面到了末了，讲到那个神的家了以后，乃是丰丰满满的，有羔羊的荣耀。
And so it begins to talk about something on our part that is called assurance, steadfastness, patience.
所以他开始讲到，在我们这一面讲到我们要持守那个认定的事情，讲到我们的忍耐，讲到我们的专心。
Now we all know that the book of Hebrews is famous.For chapter 11, which speaks of men and women of faith.
我们晓得希伯来书里面有一个很出名的一章，就是第十一章，那里讲到许多有信心的男女们。
It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
那里讲到人若没有信，就不能够讨神的喜悦。
And then it gives us a list of many faithful saints.
那接下来就给我们了许多有信心的圣徒的榜样。
But this faith,As defined in the book of Hebrews, is different from the faith we speak of usually when we're talking about believing in Jesus for salvation.
但在希伯来书里面讲到的这个信心这个字，跟我们一般所讲的，讲到我们因信相信了主耶稣基督而得救的这个信心不完全一样。
There is that initial faith in Christ that's our salvation.
我们一开始的时候，我们因着对耶稣的信心，因此我们得到了救恩。
There's that initial faith in God's word that enables us to claim His promises.
有一个这种起初的信心，因为相信神的话语里面的应许，使我们能够得着这个应许。
But this is talking about having faith in God's goal.
但这里讲到的信心，是指的对神的旨意、将来的目标有信心。
Let me. This is what it means.
这是这个意思。
Do you believe God will make you a son of glory?
你相不相信神会使你成为一个荣耀的儿子？
Do you believe you will reach God's end?
你相不相信你会成就神在你身上所定规的美意？
Do you believe you will be rewarded when the kingdom comes?
你相不相信当神的国降临的时候你会得奖赏？
Do you believe there's an inheritance just for you?
你相不相信会有一个专门替你所存留的产业交给你？
Now this is a kind of faith that involves believing in the hope of the future.
所以这里面讲到一个信心是相信对将来的一个盼望。
And so our writer almost interchanges the words faith and hope.
这就是为什么希伯来的书的作者有时候用信心，有时候用盼望，好像讲的是同样的事。
And we see even in the definition in chapter 11 verse 1,
甚至在第十一章的第一节里面讲到信心的定义的时候。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
信是所望之事的实底。
There is this great hope before us.
在我们面前有极大的盼望。
Now who believes that hope?
那么谁对这个盼望有信心？
This is a mature faith.
这是一个成熟的信心。
It's a faith that has endurance.
这是一个信心能够忍耐到底。
It's a faith for the long haul until those promises are fulfilled.
这是一个信心要在那里持守一直等到这个应许成就。
We speak of the blessed hope from Titus.
在提多书里面我们讲到那个蒙祝福的盼望。
Even the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们主耶稣荣耀降临的时候。
Do you hope in that?
那么你对这个你有盼望吗？
Because included in that hope is the glorious appearing of his saints.
因为在这盼望里面有关的是他自己的圣徒在主降临的时候的荣耀的显现。
And so throughout this strong exhortation, there are many exhortations to endurance to obtain the hope set before us.
这就是为什么在希伯来书里面神给我们这样子大大的勉励，就包含了很多的勉励，要叫我们持守，要叫我们忍耐一直到底。
What does it say about Jesus in chapter 12?
在第十二章里面怎么样论到耶稣？
Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.
他为了摆在面前的喜乐，就轻看苦难，忍受了十字架的羞辱。
And we are called to the same enduring hope.
那同样，我们是蒙召的，是能够持守这个盼望的圣徒。
Now, sometimes when I see little children running around, I'm amazed how fast they can run.
那有时候我看到那些小孩子啊。小小的孩子啊，叫跑来跑去的时候，我实在很稀奇，他们跑这么快。
And especially when mommy and daddy are getting slower, the kid can run away, they can't catch him.
特别是爸爸妈妈越来越慢的时候，这些孩子跑得越来越快，他们可以跑走。
But you know that a little child is only good for running 10, 20 yards and then they stop.
但我们知道这些小孩子要跑最多跑个十米、二十米，他停下来。
And when somebody is a young Christian,We are good sprinters. We can run the race 100 yards.
那我们做一个年轻的基督徒的时候，我们很会冲刺。我们一冲可以冲个100米。
But we have to learn endurance because the Christian race is a running until the hope is fulfilled.
但是我们必须要学习能够持守，能够忍耐。因为基督徒的道路是要一直奔跑，只等到成就了那个盼望。
And when you really read Hebrews chapter 11,
让我们仔细的读希伯来书第十一章的时候，
The faith that is portrayed there are men and women who endured faithfully until the promise came.
在里面所讲到那些有信心的男男女女们，他们是持住他们的信心，忍耐走完了他们的路程，只等到他们得到所应许。
Now, do you have that kind of enduring faith?
你有没有这样子的一个能够忍耐到底的信心呢？
Let's look at some scriptures where it mentions this kind of thing.
那我们读一下圣经，看看哪些地方提到这样的事。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
第三章的第六节。
Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将那可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
And then in verse 14,
第十四节,
for we've become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Chapter 4, verse 14,
第四章的十四节,
therefore since we have a great high priest who's passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
我们既有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Chapter 6, verse 11,
第六章第十一节。
And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end.
我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望一直到底。
Then chapter 6 verses 18,
19. 第六章的十八十九节。
So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge would have strong exhortation to take hold of the hope set before us. This hope is an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast and one which enters within the veil.
借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。我们有这指望如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
Chapter 9 verse 15,
第九章第十五节。
For this reason, he is the mediator of a new covenant so thatSince a death has taken place for the redemption of the transgressions that were committed under the first covenant, those who have been called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
那为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死得赎了人在前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得到所应许永远的产业。
Chapter 10, verse 23.
第十章的第二十三节。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为呢，应许我们的是信实的。
In verse 35,
36, 第三十五节，三十六节。
Therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance,so that when you've done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
Now you see, this is maturity.
所以看了吗？这个就叫做成熟。
A faith that endures.
一个能够忍耐到底的信心。
Do you have that faith?
你有这样子的信心吗？
That's the way we get to the end.
这是怎么样使我们能够坚持到底的？
But many of us don't have that kind of faith.
但因为很多人没有这样子的信心。
Uh-oh.
那就糟糕了。
Maybe Jesus the apostle will not succeed.
那也许那为使者的耶稣他会失败。
Maybe his commission to bring many sons to glory will not be accomplished.
所以他所领受，从神所领受的使命要带许多的儿子进入荣耀里，也许会失败。
And when we read this passage, the writer is warning us not to be like the children of Israel who were caught in the wilderness halfway home.
在这个经文里面，这个作者是要警告我们，叫我们不要像那些在旷野里面流浪的以色列人，不能够进入那应许地。
Praise God, the children of Israel came out of Egypt because of the blood of the Lamb.
那我们感谢主，因着羔羊的血。
And they headed out toward the end, the rest.
所以他们就直奔那所应许的安息地。
But they got halfway out, and they got stuck.
但到了半路，他们停下来了。
Many problems.
有太多的问题。
Murmur.
在那里抱怨，说这说那。
Who was murmuring more, the brothers or the sisters?
那谁在那里抱怨的多呢？到底是弟兄呢，还是姐妹呢？
I think if we take a vote, we know who it is.
如果我们投票的话，我们就知道到底谁在那里抱怨。
No, not who you thought.
那不是你所想的。
It's a dead tie.
那是平啊，大家平手啊。
Everybody murmuring, complaining.
因为每个人都在那里抱怨。
People fighting for who should lead this group.
那每个人都在那里争来争去，谁要做领袖
？Our leader's no good. We need a new leader.
要带领我们的不行，我们需要一个新的带领。
Let's go back to Egypt. I miss the onions.
啊，让我回到埃及地区，我想吃那个葱蒜。
You know, our belly often murmurs.
那我们知道，我们肚子啊会常常的叫。
It looks like Christians have only made it halfway.
那很多时候基督徒好像只会走到半路。
Because the writer says, listen, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
因为这个作者是这样子说，你们好好的听，今日你们若听他的话，就不可硬着心。
What could happen that we would not enter the rest?
我们若不能够进入这个安息，那会有什么样子的结果呢？
Well, let's look at chapter 3.
我们再看一下第三章。
This passage mentions three things.
这个经文里面告诉我们三件事。
First, we read in chapter 3, verse 12.
第一个，我们读到了第三章的第十二节。
Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God, but exhort one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that you'll not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间会有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。你们要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Our heart is very strange.
那我们的心是很奇怪的。
If I asked how many of you love the Lord, everybody raise their hand.
我如果问你们说你们谁爱主啊，举个手，那每个人都举手。
How many love the Lord with all their heart? Everyone raise their hand.
每个人都尽心爱主的，每个人都举手。
But our hearts are tricky.
但我们的心是非常邪恶的。
Beware.
你要小心。
Unbelieving. Evil heart.
那个不信的恶心。
Falls away from following the living God in this new and living way.
那就离弃了，不再跟随那永生神，不再走这又真又活的路。
The deceitfulness of sin has distracted us and got our eyes off the apostle.
使我们迷惑的那个罪，使我们的眼目离开了那为使者的大耶的耶稣。
And then we find verse 14 and 15.
那我们再继续看，看到第十四节、第十五节。
As the writer applies the Old Testament verses to the Christians.
那我们的作者将旧约的经文用在基督徒的身上。
For we've become partakers of Christ if we hold fast.The beginning of our assurance firm unto the end, while it is says, Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
Now we must remember what is happening here.
那我们一定要记得啊，在这里发生什么事。
This is not an individual matter, this is a corporate problem.
那这不是一个人的问题，那这是一群团体的问题。
Here's what happens.
那这是什么事情。
Each one of our hearts gets drawn away and distracted from our purpose.
那么我们一个一个人，我们自己个人的心，那被受了影响，离去了，不再往这个命定的道路直奔。
And then suddenly one day, God speaks to the assembly.And says, it's time to go!
那等到有一天神对整个聚会讲说现在是要起行的时候。
But we're not ready.
但我们还没有预备好。
We have other distractions.
我们还有其他使我们分心的事。
There's a mixed multitude among us.
那在我们当中有闲杂的人。
We do not believe.
我们有不信的心。
We say, I don't know if we should go.
那有的人说我不知道我是不是应该走。
Let's send out a committee of spies to see if we should go.
哎，那我们再派一群这个探子出去，看看我们应不应该走。
And the committee comes back.
那这一群探子回来了。
10 out of 12 says no, we shouldn't go.
那十二个人当中有十个人说我们不应该去。
Two say yes, we should go.
只有两个人说我们应该去。
And God says, I have promised, go.
那神这么说，我已经应许了，起行。
And we say no.
那我们就说不要。
And, as it says in the third section in chapter 4, this is what happens. We don't come into the rest.
那么在第四章里面就讲到我们所要提的第三件事。
As God's people, as a church, we don't come into God's rest.
那我们神的百姓，神的教会就不得以进入神的安息。
Let's read those few verses again.
我们再读一下这几节经文。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章的第一节。
Therefore, let us fear if while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed, we have had good news preached to us just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了，因为有福音传给他们，传给我们像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
Now, this seems to imply that in matters of obedience, there's a time limit.
那这里似乎是讲到了这个我们的顺服啊，好像有一个时间性啊。
The children were standing at Kadesh Barnea, an easy entrance into the promised land.
这些神的百姓站在家里是巴尼亚，那么进入应许之地的路是很平坦的。
And then the Rhema of God, the living word came and said, time to go!
那神的活道，神的话临到了他们说，起行，现在是时候了。
Now they only had so long before that promise vanishes.
那他们只有这么样一段的时间，若不起行，这个应许就消失了。
And the Greek word says, the promise must be mixed with faith.An action taken.
那在这个希腊字里面讲的这个应许必须要以信心得以调和，然后带出行动来。
But it's like mixing cement when you're building something. You only have so long to mix before it hardens is no good.
但这就好像我们拌水泥一样，你拌水泥的时候你就有一定的时间，没有拌好，时间过了，这水泥就硬了。
Now, as we're moving along as an assembly, we're always aware of the many distractions, but are we prepared for God's Rhema?
那很多时候成为一个神的会众，我们知道我们有很多使我们分心的事，我们是不是预备好了能够领受神的活道？
Thank God, He always sends His prophets when it's time to move.
那感谢主，要到起行的时候，神总是差遣他的先知。
They speak the living word.
他们讲的是神的活道。
Will the people obey?
那么神的百姓会顺服吗？
Will they mix the rhema with living faith?
他们会将神的活道与活泼的信心调和吗？
And enter into the rest.
得以进入安息。
Or will they come short?
还是说他们进不去？
How can Jesus bring the church into this glorious rest?
那么主耶稣要怎么样将他的教会带入这荣耀的安息呢？
We even see our Lord speaking to the churches in the book of Revelation.
我们也看见主耶稣在启示录里面跟他的教会怎么讲。
We see the distractions of the evil heart.
我们看到那不幸的恶心如何的离去。
But the Lord is speaking to the church. Will the church respond?
所以，但是主耶稣对他的教会说话，他的教会会回应吗？
Will they repent?
他们会悔改吗？
Or even the church of Philadelphia.
甚至在菲拉铁菲的教会。
Now they have something that's time sensitive.
那他们有一些事情，那他们很明白这个时间的问题。
I know you're a little, assembly.
那我们知道你的聚会是小的。
You have little faith, but you've held to my word.
那你的信心是少的，但你持住了我的道。
What does the Lord say?
那主怎么说呢？
Behold, I have opened the door before you.
那主说看啊，我将门在你面前打开。
What's he saying?
他怎么说？
It's time to go through this door. It's an opportunity from the living God.
现在要赶快进这个门，这是一个面对永生神的机会。
Go through that door.
赶快进这个门。
And you only have so long to go through the door, and then the opportunity closes.
那你只有这么长的时间是能够进入这个门，过了这个时间门就关了。
Can we respond with living faith?
我们到底能不能够有一个活泼的信心回应神？
How can Jesus bring us in?
耶稣到底要怎么带我们进入？
Well, our apostle Jesus is faithful.
那我们为使者的耶稣是神在神家敬忠的。
He is the apostle, and he is the finisher.
他是那为使者的，也是创始成终者。
Now in baseball, you know, we have pitchers who pitch in the baseball.
在打棒球的时候，我们有投手投球。
Some of these guys make a lot of money.
那很多投手都赚很多钱。
I hope somebody here is a friend of the Chinese pitcher on the Yankees because he's making a lot of money.
那我盼望我们当中啊，有些人是那在 Yankee 投球那中国的投手的朋友，因为他赚很多钱。
And he's what they call a starter.
那他是别人说他一般人所讲的先发投手。
He begins the game.
他开始的时候是他投。
He's very good.
他非常的厉害。
Jeremiah, what's his name?
耶利米还是
什么。Yeah. You know this guy.
你们都知道这个是谁啊。
But you know something?
但你知道吗?
Near the end of the game, this great giant Chinese pitcher, his arm is like, very tired.
但每次等到比赛快结束的时候，你都看到那这么高大的这中国的投手，手背就酸了。
So then they bring in the finisher.
那接下来他们就带下后救援投手。
New York Yankees have the best finisher in baseball.
那么Yankee 他们的救援投手有一个全救援投手最厉害的。
But now Jesus is the starter and the finisher.
但耶稣呢，他既是先发投手，又是救援投手。
He pitches the whole game.
他是从头投到尾。
Now how can he bring us, to the glory?
他怎么样带领我们进入荣耀?
How is he going to do it?
他怎么样子做?
If it's up to you and I,
如果是你跟我的话,
with our endurance of faith,
那我们信心的忍耐,
I'm afraid we'll fall in the wilderness.
那我们马上就在旷野跌倒了。
But he has a twofold plan.
但是主耶稣有两面的计划。
You know he always has a plan.
你知道吗?主总是有一个计划的。
And we dare not be defeated.
那我们是不能够被击败的。
Why?
为什么?
Because Calvary's in view.
因为我们看见了加略山。
Now, Jesus does two things I'll just mention briefly.
那我会短短地讲到耶稣所成就的两件事。
The first thing he has to do is to bring his people into his rest.
那么第一件事他要做的是带领他的百姓进入他的安息。
Now, only Jesus the apostle can do that.
那只有唯使者的耶稣可以这样做。
And actually he does it as Christ crucified.
他怎么成就呢?因为他是被钉十字架的基督。
He deals with the things in us that make us restless until we come into his rest.
那所以他就对付了在我们心里面使我们不能安息的事，使我们得以进入他的安息。
And then secondly,
那第二,
he takes us in a process of growing in resurrection life.
那他带领我们进入了一个复活生活的旅程。
As pictured in chapter 12, the running of the race.
那在第12章里面他讲到是奔走前面的路。
Because you know, when we've been crucified with Christ and now we live by his life, we still have to be trained and disciplined in this resurrection life.
因为我们知道我们与基督同钉十字架，我们已经罪得赦免了，得了他的生命，在这生命里面我们应当仍然蒙造就。
Now, God does this in our individual lives.
那么神是在我们个人的生活里面这么做。
But he also does it in the assembly.
但同样的他对神的聚会他也这么做。
So let's talk first just for a moment about the corporate rest.
那现在我们稍微谈一下我们讲到一个团体的安息。
I don't know if you, know the history of the assembly that you're part of.
那我不晓得你自己是不是明白你们自己聚会的历史。
But I know the history of your assembly.
但我知道你们聚会的历史。
Now, even if I don't know where your group is,
就算我还不晓得你们是哪一个
，but I know the history.
但我知道这个历史。
It starts out all by grace.
一开始的时候是凭着恩典。
God brings his people together.
神聚集他的百姓。
Out of Egypt.
出了埃及。
Rejoicing together.
一同的欢喜。
Grace, grace, every time we meet.
赞美赞美我们每次聚会就赞美
Oh, our worship is so wonderful.
啊我们的敬拜是何等的奇妙
Oh, how we love one another.
啊我们彼此相爱是何等的可切
God's presence is with us.
那神的同在常常是我们感觉得到
He always gathers his people together and pours out his grace.
他总是聚集他的百姓将他的恩典倾倒出来
Have you ever been part of the beginning of something God is doing?
有你是不是有的时候是这样在神开始奇妙的工作的时候，你就在其中。
You see how the saints love one another.
你看到圣徒们怎么样的彼此相爱。
Of course, they don't know each other yet.
他们还不认识彼此嘛。
And sometimes it's not even very organized.
那有的时候啊，甚至都不是很有制度，很有组织。
It's okay, God blesses.
那没有什么关系啊，神也祝福。
But then he wants maturity.
但是接下来呢，神要一个成熟的。
The assembly must go deeper.
这整个的聚会必须要深入。
And so he begins to lay the cross upon the assembly and deal with the flesh of all of its individuals.
那他逐渐的就赐给他们十字架，要对付在这个聚会里面个人的血气。
And all of that grace begins to seemingly disappear.
那些恩典呢、啊？那些感觉美好的事，逐渐好像没有了。
We come into a time of strife, of difficulty.
那我们到了一段时间是有争吵，是有困难。
And at times there's a sense of death as we gather together, and it's hard to have a living meeting.
那很多时候我们聚会的时候好像都是死的。很难有一个活泼的聚会。
Now, God always blesses us when we come in Jesus' name.
那当我们奉主耶稣的名聚集的时候，神总是祝福我。
But you will not find an assembly that goes on to maturity that doesn't go through the valley of the shadow of death.
但是在神的聚会里面，你找不到一个能够成熟的聚会，但它不用经过死荫幽谷。
That's why the illustration is the children going through the wilderness.
这就是为什么希伯来书用他的百姓经过旷野来做一个表象，教导我们。
Now you remember the grace when the children first came across the Red Sea.
我们记得当以色列人通过红海的时候，他们所蒙受的恩典。
Miriam had her tambourine, and they were all singing, God is great, praise the Lord.
那玛利亚她手里拿着摇铃，在那里带领神的百姓，在那里唱歌，在那里赞美神。
Strange.
非常奇怪。
3 years later, 10 years later, 20 years later, we never hear of Miriam and the tambourine.
3年后、10年后、20年后，我们再也听不到她玩那个摇铃鼓了。
And we think some of the tunes they're singing are in a doleful minor key.
然后这时候我们想他们唱的诗歌、啊、既单调又无味。
Oh, Israel could not inherit the kingdom with their flesh.
那以色列人不能凭着他们血气承受神的国。
Our flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
那我们的血肉不能够承受神的国。
And don't you know, in our assemblies, there were a lot of things we did our way.
你知道我们在神的聚会里面有很多事情我们是随着自己的己意行。
You know, we brought in traditions from other churches we were involved in.
那我们以往在哪里聚会，我们把那里的传统带过来。
We put together things by man's strategies.
那我们几个人聚集在一起想一想发展出一个计划。
We all had ambition to be somebody.
那我们每个人都有一个野心，希望成为一个有成就的人。
Don't you know these things must be stripped away?
但这些事都要被剥削都要脱掉。
Once there was an assembly full of grace, everybody said, "Oh, I want to move there."
那在以往的时候，有这样的一个聚会，充满了神的恩典，许多人说我愿意到当中去。
But God starts dealing. God starts dealing with the assembly.
但是神就开始对付这个聚会。
And suddenly, their reputation, people say, "What, whatever happened to that group?"
那很多时候，很多人看到这个聚会说，奇怪啊，这聚会怎么样了？
They're going through struggles.
他们现在在挣扎。
I don't think I want to move there.
那我不想去那里。
I just like to go to grace churches.
那我想去那些有恩典的教
会。I don't like to go to cross churches.
那我不喜欢去那些有十字架的教会。
But don't you see, without Jesus Christ crucified among us, we can never enter into rest.
但是你看不见吗？若是耶稣基督钉十字架不是在我们当中的话，我们永远不能进入安息。
We've got to come through the Jordan of the cross into the promised land.
我们必须经过十字架的约旦河才能够进入应许地。
It will not be because of our strength.
不是因为我们自己的能力。
Because of the Lord's dealing with us.
那是因为神对我们的对付。
Now how is that described here in this scripture?
在圣经里面怎么样描写这样的过程呢？
Here it is. Chapter 4.
第四章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.Piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature, and I'm going to change that, there is no saint in the assembly hidden from his sight. But all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
那神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。 比一切两肋的箭更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。那我在这里要改一下，并且所有的圣徒没有一人在他面前是不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主面前都是赤露敞开的。
Just that little phrase at the end.
这最后的一节小小的经文。
Him with whom we have to do.
这个就是我们所要面对的。
That means he leaves nothing unexposed.
这表示说他不会将任何的事情留下来隐藏。
But through this process,
但在过程里面
he brings us into rest.
他带领我们进入安息。
He establishes his kingship.
他使他的王权在我们彰显，在我们当中彰显。
And he must cause us to cease from just doing things our own way.
他一定要叫我们不仅仅是按照我们的心意来行事。
But our Jesus will do this.
但主耶稣基督会成就这事。
No matter how long an assembly must go through the dealing, he will bring you to resurrection ground.
那不论这个团体是要经过怎么样长久的对付，他一定会带领你进入到复活的境界。
Do not despise the disciplining of the Lord.
不要轻看主的管教。
Why is he disciplining us?
为什么他要管教我们？
To make us sons.
使我们成为他的儿子。
That's plural.
那这是复数。
Not just you.
不仅仅是你。
Us, sons.
是我们。我们这些儿子们，众子们。
Sometimes he deals with you for the sake of somebody else.
有时候神对付你是为了别人的缘故。
He will deal.
他会
bring us to resurrection.
带领我们进入。
Praise God.
赞美主。
And then we come through into life.
然后我们就进入生命。
Now you see, rest means two things now, don't we know?
那我们现在看到了这安息有两层的意义。
Rest means ultimately the end.
这个安息到了 至终的时候是讲到末了的时候。
When our works are finished,
当我们 所做的功已经成就。
And we come to the glory,
我们进入了荣耀。
And we have overcome,
我们已经得胜。
There is reward in rest.
那在那里有安息的赏赐。
But there is a closer rest.
但我们现在也有一个安息。
How is it described?
是圣经里面怎么讲？
We look here in chapter 4.
我们看第四章。
And it says in verse 10,
在第十节,
the one who's entered his rest has himself also rested from his works as God did from his.
那进入安息的就歇了他的功，如同神歇了他的功。
And we understand this picture of rest.
所以我们能够了解这个讲到安息这个图画。
You see, the Jewish Christians had dead works they were doing.
那我们晓得这犹太的基督徒他们所做的事有很多死的工作。
So the writer says, you must first repent from dead works.And believe in the living God.
所以第一件事，他要他们，你要为你们手中所做的死的工作悔改，归回那个活永生神。
Part of our assembly agitation is the religion that infests our worship, our prayers, our preaching.
那很多时候，为什么一个信仰的团体，他感觉到这样子的不安息，正是因为这样的一个宗教的礼仪进入了他的敬拜，进入了他的讲道，进入了他的行事。
But Jesus says no.By my life, the church shall live.
但耶稣说不可以，因为靠着我的生命，这是教会生命的根基。
So he's not impressed with preachers who preach according to their own wisdom.
所以主耶稣并不是很喜欢那些凭着自己智慧讲道的传道人。
Nor brothers and sisters who are teaching Sunday school or doing various things out of a sense of obligation, duty, and I want to show that I'm spiritual.
那也不喜悦那些因为他责任的缘故，因为他想彰显自己能力而教宗而教主日学的这些老师。
The rest. No longer my works, but yours, Lord.
那什么叫安息？就不再是我，乃是你的工作。
Now the church has come into harmony and rest.
那现在教会又得到了一个和谐的一个安息。
And life.
生命。
And it's the running life.
这是一个活泼的生命。
Now that running life in chapter 12 is how the Jesus, the apostle, gets us to glory.
那么在第12章里面讲到这些活泼奔跑的生命，是讲到耶稣怎么样带领我们进入。
The Father gives us an exhortation as we see in verse 5.
在第五节，这个父神给我们极大的勉励。
You have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you, my son. Don't take lightly the discipline of the Lord.
你们又忘了那勉励你们、那劝你们，如同劝儿子的话。 说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教。
Whom he loves, he disciplines.
他管教他所爱的。
And verse 7, he disciplines for you that you might endure, learn endurance.
所以第七节讲到你们所忍受的是神管教你们。
Oh,
学习忍受。
Even as we learn to live by the life of Christ and no longer by ourselves.
在我们学习如何靠着耶稣的生命来过活的时候，不再依靠自己。
Now we must learn individually and as an assembly how to move in his life.
不仅仅是我们一个人一个人要学习，一个团体，神信仰的团体，他也要一同的学习。
So we just note in passing, he disciplines us in verse 10 so that we can share his holiness.
所以第十节讲到他管教我们使我们能够彼此分享我们所得的圣洁。
Verse 11, he disciplines us so that we may obtain the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
那第十一节他管教我们使我们能够结出平安诚义的果子。
And in verse 12, he has to strengthen our members in the body of Christ.
第十二节他是使我们刚强起来。
And verse 13, he has to lead the assembly in a living way.
那第十三节，他要带领这个聚会能够走那又真又活的道。
Verse 14, we learn how to pursue peace.
那第十四节
，with brothers and sisters.
我们知道怎么样跟弟兄姐妹学习和睦。
And then we move all the way to chapter 13.
那我们一直走到第十三章。
Because those assemblies that are going on to maturity and glory.
那些在那些团体能够进入成熟进入荣耀的。
We read these verses.
就可以读这些话。
Chapter 13, verse 12.
第十三章第十二节。
Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered outside the gate. So let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we do not have a lasting city, but we're seeking the city which is to come.
所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。这样我们也当出到营外救了他去忍受他所受的凌辱我们在这里本没有长存的城乃是寻求那将来的城
What happens to those who want his best?
那些渴望得着至好的人会怎么样
There is a going out to him outside the camp
就会有一个出到营外救他的这样经历
Now for the Jewish Christians it meant that they had to go outsideJudaism to Christ.
那对犹太的基督徒来讲，就是他们必须要离开犹太教，到耶稣这里。
But what does it mean for us?
那对我们来讲是什么意思？
Now some people simply interpret this: you have to leave denominations or leave the Catholic or Orthodox churches.
那有的人将这些经文解释，就是说你必须要离开宗派，离开天主教，离开东正教。
But that's not the full interpretation of this.
但这个其实还不是一个很完全的解释。
We have to go out to him outside the camp.
我们必须要出了营外救他去。
If we're pursuing the best.
因为我们要得到那至好的。
Jesus is the best.
耶稣是至好的。
And Jesus is not fully accepted in the camp.
那在这个营内呢，耶稣不是完全被接受的。
Because the camp has the good.
因为在这个营内有好的东西。
What does that mean?
那什么意思？
What age are we in today?
我们如今所指的世代是什么样的世代
？The Laodicean age
是老底家的世代。
The Laodicean church has a lot of good things.
老底家教会有很多好的东西。
But Jesus is outside the camp, knocking on the door.
但耶稣是在门外敲门。
Why?
为什么
？Because Laodicean Christianity is satisfied with the good.
因为这些老底家的基督徒们很满意他们有的好的东西。
They don't care for the best.
他们不在乎那至好的。
But the Lord has his few who want the best.
但属于主的人有这么几位是愿意得到那至好的。
They learn to stand together for the best.
他们愿意一同站立为了得着至好的。
It costs them something.
对他们来讲要花代价。
Even the derision of those who are in the good.
甚至那些在有好的东西里面又分裂。
But God cannot complete his purpose without a remnant who is after the best, being perfected as a bride.
但神的旨意不能够成就，除非有一批渔民，他们为了这样子的缘故，愿意与主一同被十字架。
Don't you realize that those who want the best are preparing really the whole assembly by their standing as a remnant?
你知道吗？那这些渔民他们在那里为了要治好的，不光是为他们自己，乃是为了整个聚会。
If we want the best, we dare not be defeated with Calvary in view.
我们既有基督的加略山在我们的面前，我们这愿意得着治好的，就不敢被失败。
For the joy before him, Jesus endured the cross.
因为摆在面前的喜乐，耶稣尚且忍受了十字架。
And in this present time, this is our portion as well.
那么在今日，这也是我们所得的份。
But the remnant gains the testimony.
但这些渔民他们就做了美好的见证。
I'll let you look it up. I've run out of time. I'm sorry.
我已经没有时间了，所以我们 让你们自己读。
In chapter 11, I believe it's four times it's mentioned that these faithful ones obtained the testimony.
那么在第十一章里面有四次讲到了这些 有信心的伟人们，他们做了美好的见证。
And so we know and we're confident that even in this hour on this earth, there are those assemblies that standGaining the testimony that Jesus Christ is all sufficient among them.
所以我们相信，即使在这个时代，在这个时候，我们在当中仍然有许多忠心的团体，在这里他们做了基督美好的见证。
And when the shaking comes,
等到震动的时候
，this remnant becomes the seed.
那么这些渔民就成为后裔
of that which produces the end.
所以从他们就生出了那末了的事。
May the Lord help us be faithful.
愿主使我们能得以忠心。
He is faithful.
因为他是忠心的。
He is the apostle who cannot fail.
他是那为使者的耶稣，是不会失败的耶稣。
He will gain him a people.
他必会得到他的百姓。
Who are searching and becoming partakers of the heavenly calling.
因为这些是同蒙天召的，同与天召有份的。
I pray that's you and I.
我求神盼望这是你跟我。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we just commit these words to you.
父啊，我们将这些话交在你的手里。
Oh, mature words.
这些是一个成熟的话。
But words by which we can grow and become sons of glory.
但这是使我们得依靠成为荣耀儿子的话。
We do not trust our strength nor our faith.
那我们既不相信我们自己的能力，甚至不相信我们的信心。
And so we look to Christ crucified as our provision.To help us let go of the things that are less than the best.
所以我们就仰望那钉十字架的耶稣基督，因为他是我们的供应，使我们能够放弃那些美好的事，追求那更好的。
And we would run after Jesus, the apostle and finisher of our faith.
我们会跟随那为使者，为使我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And find ourselves transformed from glory to glory.
我们因此就会从龙上加龙。
We lay aside every weight.
我们放下一切容易缠累我们的事。
Every distraction of good.
一切使我们分心虽然是美好的东西。
That we may follow and run away after Jesus.
好叫我们能够跟随，能够快跑的跟随主耶稣。
Father.
父啊。
He is the best.
因为他才是至好的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。